Hello, it's your girl, Isla E., the inspirational influencer.
And the transformation coach, Mia J.
And we are Girl Gang Talk Podcast. And y'all, it's been a while. We've been away just working on some exciting projects and just dealing with life. And we're so excited to be back. And we have just an amazing episode. Tonight's topic is, why should I forgive you? Again, tonight's topic is, why should I forgive you? For those of you that want to write it down.
Right.
We're just going to just dwell right into it, because it's such a, when it comes to unforgiveness, that's a big deal for most people. I would have to say for a lot of people. One of the things that we were discussing earlier was, what are some of the signs that a person hasn't truly forgiven someone?
Wow.
Yeah, and one of the things that immediately came to mind for me was, a sign that you haven't forgiven someone is you constantly, every time, if you hear their name, it makes you feel uneasy. Or it takes you back to that place when they hurt you. That was one of the things that came with me. Or if you're constantly hearing someone bring up the situation that happened long ago, like it's all they ever talk about.
That's true.
Or another one, they may even say something like, oh, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget.
Yeah, that's a cliche one.
It is. So have you really forgiven somebody if you can't forget it? Or what you think, Mia J?
Wow. I'm going to tell you something. Unforgiveness is one of those things where I tell you, it's just a hard pill to swallow, but it's something that you got to let go. You have to let go, because, I mean, it's not even about the other person. Forgiveness is about, you know, it's really for you. So it's one of those things that allows you to grow, allow you to, you know, reach that next level, that next, you know, place that God needs us to walk in. When you're harboring unforgiveness, you know, you're really holding yourself back. You're not holding the other person back, because them people probably are long gone doing their own thing, enjoying life and living and being happy, you know. But it's one of those things. And I definitely think, like, some of the other signs, you know, you mentioned two great ones. And I think some of the other signs too are like when people maybe having a conversation about something that triggers that situation, like you, and then it makes you feel very defensive. Like, you know, you have this wall up, or you still holding barriers of you know, hurt and pain from that issue. You become very defensive, you know.
Right.
So you still are kind of holding on. A lot of times, you know, when you let go, you don't even have to have a defense. You know, it's what it is, it's done and it's over with. You know, it sounds peaceful when you're forgiven. It doesn't sound like you're still holding on and harboring anything, like anger and frustration whenever you see something that make you recognize that place again or that person. You know what I mean?
So, I totally know. I get what you're saying. And I think it's important to get to a place of forgiveness, because unforgiveness prevents you from operating in your full potential.
Absolutely.
You know, when we harbor things and hold on to things, it's hard for us to move forward. And another thing is, you may be holding on to unforgiveness and the other person is not even thinking about you.
They don't even know that they've hurt, did anything to, you know, to hurt
you.
Yeah,
right. They may not even realize that they have even hurt you.
That's true. I totally agree. Like, to me, when it comes down to forgiveness, a lot of people hold on to stuff and they don't talk about it. They don't have a conversation about, you know, this is what you've done to hurt me, when it's the smaller things.
Right.
And then that kind of matriculates into where, you know, then it becomes this snowball effect has, you know, kind of taken place. And now this bigger issue that is now taking place. But if you start recognizing things from the beginning and you see things that you're not liking, it's best to go ahead and communicate that. Because if you don't, later on, you may be holding on to so many things that has happened until you really don't even know what to say, or you don't even know how to communicate it. You don't know how to express it. And then you have a bigger issue. You know what I mean? So I think that, you know, what we need to probably, you know, be attentive to in situations or relationships or issues, when you start recognizing the little things, to be more attentive to and communicate about them, because, you know, you can kind of eliminate maybe some, or you can walk away from a situation that you can kind of predicate or see something that may manifest out of it that could create a hurtful place that then you can maybe prevent having to, you know, deal with.
Wow. Yeah. You know? That's good. That's
really good. So communication is a key component to, you know, just avoiding having to go through some of the hardships of having to forgive, you know. And you mentioned something like just a few minutes ago about, like, you know, getting to that place. I think that forgiveness and reconciliation are two things that we have to totally, you know, go in and identify, you know, really identifying the issues. And we spoke about this a little earlier in our conversation about when you're dealing with an issue and you're trying to get to a place, like, you totally have to understand where the issue derived from.
Right.
Was the person the issue? Was it something you done that may have created some of this issue? It's about really looking deeper than just what the surface, like what just took place. Because most of the time, like we talk about this, hurt people, but that hurt don't just come from a surface place. It comes from a deeper place.
Exactly. You know?
So, you know, I think that, you know, when people, you know, especially for our listeners, if you're dealing with an unforgiveness place, you can't just look at what happened. If you, I'll just use my situation, you know, when it came down to a relationship that I was cheated on, and initially dealing with it, of course, I was angry, I was mad, I was upset, and I felt, you know, I'm like, you know, you cheated on me, you did this, you did that. And at the time, you know, I was dealing with an emotional place. But after I took some time and really looked more deeper into that situation in my healing process, I actually went back and looked more within myself. And I had to identify some real hardcore stuff, Isla E. I had to realize that I was not an affectionate person. I was not affectionate at all in my relationships to that extent, to where he was missing that. He was missing affection that he was desiring. So the cheating kind of was a result of, you know, me having a lack of affection to him.
Wow. So that's such an amazing point.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, we have to look deeper into stuff and not just look at the surface. So,
That's such an amazing point. You made me think about something when you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is us. It's not always everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think if we can be honest with ourselves to say, hey, you know what? Let me, like you said, me and Jay, let me look at within. Let me see what I did, or how did I contribute to the situation.
Right.
And a lot of times, many people don't take responsibility for that. But you do have to be willing to have an open conversation with yourself and say, what did I contribute to the situation?
Mm-hmm.
Or how did I play a role in this?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that was a great, great point that you brought up.
Yeah. We have to. We definitely have to look within ourselves, as well as, you know, looking at situations. And just being transparent and authentic when you are dealing with healing. Because a lot of times when people are in a place of, in the process of healing, I don't think a lot of times we do that soul searching thing for ourselves. Like, I'm soul searching for me, like, type thing, you know, like, what is it about me that has created this issue? Or what is it about this issue that I may have had a part in? And that is that real grown woman-ish or grown man-ish type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Really looking within first before saying, okay, I'm gonna point the finger, because it does. It's a two-part entity. Now, you know, it doesn't always warrant that you may have done something so bad, but it could be something that you have to look, you know, more in depth to actually to forgive. Because that person may not even ask you for forgiveness. And again, we talk about it. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's more for you to be able to move on.
Yep. That's so true. It's never about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you're validating what they did. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, a lot of people get caught up in that. They feel mm-hmm. like, well, if I forgive this person, then that's going to make it okay what they did. And that's mm-hmm. not true.
That's true.
That's not true at all. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you got me thinking about, me and Jay, you know how I get. You know how we get. You say something, I start thinking, my mind starts turning.
Right.
And, something you had me thinking about is there, I'm thinking about our listeners who are saying right now, I could just hear y'all, trust me, I have a connection with y'all, I can hear y'all. I'm thinking about our listeners right now saying, you know what, but some things are just not forgivable. What do you say to that?
Mm-hmm.
I hear what y'all saying, over. You got to forgive this and you have to forgive that, but it's not easy. We get that. But what do you? Mm-hmm. What would you say to that, Mia J?
For me, I think that everything is forgivable.
Mm.
I think everything is forgivable because, I mean, like, who are we? Who are we to be in a position to say that this or that is not forgivable when we're not perfect ourselves? So I think that everything is forgivable. I mean, honestly, like, it's been many things that have taken place, you know, in or around my life that I've had to, like, just swallow that thing. And look, some of the doors had to close without closure. Like, it was certain things, like, you know, people just walked away from a situation or a situation took place. And no, those people didn't ask me for forgiveness. But mm-hmm. guess what? I know I would have never derived to becoming the transformation coach if I didn't change the way I had to think. So that's mm-hmm. a mentality. To me, that's a mental space. That's a space of someone who has a very hardened heart. Their mental space is very blocked. And I mean, I don't know if I'm stepping on anybody's shoes, and y'all forgive me if I am, but that's just the reality to it. If anybody feels like that there's just something that's totally unforgivable, then that means that, you know, you feel like there's things that you can do or things in your life that is okay to do,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's just a mentality. I totally feel like everything is forgivable.
Yeah. I will say from my own self, thank God, I have not dealt with anything yet in my life that I deemed unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have heard people say that, you know, about their own situations that mm-hmm. they dealt with, but mm-hmm. personally speaking, I have not dealt with anything. So thus far, I'm going to have to say that the things that I've gone through that put me in a situation where I had to decide, am I going to forgive this person or not?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything was forgivable.
Right.
Now, that don't mean I necessarily deal with these people.
Right.
But I was able to get to a place of forgiveness. And you brought up something else, Mia J. You going to stop bringing up stuff. Hey, but it's a podcast. We going to podcast.
Yeah, okay? We're going to talk about it. That's right.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so closure.
Mm.
So oftentimes, to our listeners, you might not get closure.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get the, as Mia Jay said earlier, you might not get the apology that you thought you deserved or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be willing to move on without that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, because you may never get it. So how would you go about, what would you advise somebody, Mia Jay, that's like having an issue with closure? Well, I just can't bring myself to forgive this person until they come at me right, or until they make things right, make them okay. What mm-hmm. would you say to them?
Well, if they made that statement, I can't bring myself, then I'm gonna say, then you're not ready to take yourself to the next dimension in life.
Mm.
You're not ready to elevate. You're not ready to grow. And if that's the mentality, because I promise you, like, mind, body, and soul is a real entity in itself. Like, and the mind is the controlling factor of everything. Like, literally, people think this is just a physical, you know, a reference, but this is spiritual and, you know, mental, spiritual, and physical reference.
Yep.
If your mindset is set at a place, your body is not going to take you to the next place, and your soul can't even derive to that place. You'll be hurt and disgruntled all your life holding on to this unforgiveness. So until your mind can really shift, your body can't shift to the next dimension, nor can your soul. So at the end of the day, if someone told me I just can't bring myself to that, then I said, that's why you still where you are. Yeah. That's what I would say. That's why you're still where you are.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That is so true. Look, amen and amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That is so true.
Amen.
And many people are stagnant, and they will allow themselves to stay stuck in a position because mm-hmm. they can't reposition themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or their mindset. Mm-hmm.
It's a mindset. I totally mm-hmm. agree. 100%.
Yep. And you know what? I'm going to say this in all fairness. Like, everybody's not going to have that place or derive to that place at the same time. So I would say, like, when it comes down to forgiveness, timing, I really wouldn't even like say it's a timing to it. I would say the longer you hold on to it, the longer you're holding yourself back. So if you're ready to get to, you know, play different, you know, levels in life, then that's where you have to really put a mindset on to say, you know what is it that is holding me back? And if you have to identify by journaling, writing it down, you know, having a conversation, getting therapy, whatever it is you need, getting the inspirational influencer or the transformation coach.
Hello.
And on a conversation, get somebody, talk it out, and get some clarity to what it is that you're deriving to, where you want to go. And let's talk about some of the issues that are holding you back so that we can help you understand what you have to do to free yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, yeah, you gotta, it's, you know, I don't want to tell somebody, oh, you need to go ahead and forgive them right now, or you need to go ahead and forgive them, you know, but it is, you know, in so many essences say that it's timing is of essence if you're ready to do something else. You know, yeah. Some people, you know, are not goal, you know, oriented or have not really projected the next thing that they want to do. But if you are that type of person and you're looking to start that new business or start that new relationship, whatever it is, there are things that you may have to look back at and free yourself from.
Mm-hmm. So. It's true. And I believe, just like what you said wholeheartedly, that it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, they get to their stage of forgiveness, you know, in their own time when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be willing, and because it's a
mm-hmm.
it is a process, and they have to be willing to take the necessary steps.
That's
so unless
right.
you're ready to take the necessary steps, if you want to like stay in that place of I like how I feel
mm-hmm.
when I hold on to forgiveness,
right,
just stay in that place, you know,
right.
But if not, you're definitely going to have to make the steps to move forward, but in your own time, mm-hmm. you know, we get it. Because I'm sure this is going to have raise a lot of questions and
right.
comments, and, you know, once it airs, but definitely look forward to having this conversation again.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I can hear a part two. What you think, me and Jack?
Yeah, I think it's a part two. It's a part two.
Absolutely. Any closing remarks?
No. Well, for me, again, I just want to elaborate this one thing when it comes down to forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the other person. It is definitely for you. So if you're ready to grow and go to the next dimension in your life, it is absolutely necessary. So if it's somebody that is listening in and tuning into this podcast, definitely know that if you are dealing with any issues of hurt in any area of your life, just take a moment, sit down, journal, write it out. And if you need to, you can go ahead and contact us. Isla E and Mia J, and we'll definitely help you get to the next dimension.
We will definitely assist you with that. We will be more than happy. And I would just like to say that, first of all, give yourself permission to heal.
Yes.
It's okay. You know, you owe it to yourself to live a quality life and to be happy, whole, and complete.
Yes.
And I think that's all we have for tonight. We've missed y'all.
Yes, we have. We are so glad to be back. It is Girl Gang Talk, back in full effect.
Yes, Girl Gang Talk podcast. Yes. And make sure you're tuning in and following us on Instagram. And keep liking, sharing, and telling your friends about us. And that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes.
All righty.
All right, y'all.
We'll see you next time. Good night.